Good afternoon. Welcome to our service, our memorial service for Duane Hoff, as we gather here to celebrate his life that God has blessed him with on this earth for just over 79 years. Thank you for all coming. I know it means a lot to the family gathered here, your prayers, your support, the hugs, the greetings, the handshakes. As we all know, Duane, even the obituary says it, he loved to laugh, he loved to tell jokes, he loved to make others laugh. And the book of Proverbs has something to say about that very thing. In chapter 17, verse 22, it says, "A merry heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones." And so laughter is good, and I once heard a medical doctor even say that the only exercise that our liver ever gets is when we laugh. So it is important to do that. We see his smile on the funeral folder and, of course, up here, and it is beautiful. As great as the joy that we experience, though, here on earth, there is no greater joy than we experience in heaven. As David said in Psalm 16:11, "In your presence, Lord, there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for such a beautiful day that you've given us here, the end of April, to gather in this sanctuary, to come into your presence with hearts of worship and thanksgiving for the life that you gave Duane Hoff on this earth, for the joys, the sorrows, the trials, the triumphs, all that life on this earth involves. And so we gather here, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, because you are the giver of life. From life's first cry to life's final breath, you are the one who controls our destiny as we live for you. And so we pray, Lord God, that this would be a time to give thanks to you for his life, to celebrate it, and also, Father, most of all, to honor you as our Creator. We thank you for your amazing grace for us each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We'll sing an opening hymn now, which is number 343 in the hymnal, or the words will be on the screen. It is Amazing Grace. If you're able and would like to, you can please stand as we sing this hymn. this time I'd like to read the obituary. Dwayne Albert Hoff was born on January 18th of 1942 to Albert and Olivia Baltzer Hoff, and he was the oldest of eight children, three brothers and four sisters. He was raised on a farm near Scotland and Olivet, South Dakota, and graduated from high school in 1959. Dwayne went on to serve in the United States Navy from 1960 to 1963. He served as an electrician apprentice aboard the USS Providence. During his time on the ship, he participated in the Cuban Missile Crisis and patrolled the waters around Japan and Vietnam. Dwayne married Betty Heisch on March 14th of 1967. Together, they had six children, four girls and two boys, get that right. Dwayne was an electrician by trade. However, he spent many years as a truck driver. He easily made friends and enjoyed visiting and sharing stories with others. Dwayne had a strong work ethic and took great pride in all the work he did. He appreciated many things in life, to include having Betty by his side, also helping others, spending time with his brothers on the farm, fishing, camping trips, birthday parties, road trips, watching his children and grandchildren perform in their activities, chatting with family and friends, playing cards, and most of all, laughing and telling jokes. Dwayne was blessed with a unique sense of humor and had a knack for making others laugh. He was a very private person in terms of his faith. However, he had a strong belief in and a personal relationship with the Lord. He was also a very loyal friend, and as a result, had many special friendships throughout his life. His wife, children, and grandchildren were what he held dearest to his heart. Dwayne is survived by his wife, Betty of Menno, by his daughters, Deanne and her husband, Mike Schmidt of Marion, South Dakota, Kim and her husband, Jim Berkland of Yankton, South Dakota, Shannon and her husband, Vaughn Bernston of Clarksville, Tennessee, and Tiffany and her husband, Peter Donaldson of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Also, by his sons, Dustin Hoff and Tanner Hoff, both of Menno. By his grandchildren, Ethan and his fiancée, Destiny Schmidt of Sioux Falls. Austin and his wife, Katie Schmidt of Yankton. By Dylan Schmidt of Marion, Josie Schmidt of Broomfield, Colorado. Emma, Braden, Piper, and Harper Berkland, all of Yankton. Lydia and Kinley Donaldson, both of Sioux Falls, and a great-grandchild, Braylon Schmidt of Sioux Falls. He is also survived by his siblings, Vonda Dobbins, Joe and his wife Terry Hoff, Lyle and his wife Jean Hoff, Lynn Helt, Renee Magny, and Tamara and her husband Phil Gagnon, and many nieces and nephews. He was preceded in death by his parents, Albert and Olivia Hoff, and by his brother, Larry Hoff. May God bless his memory in all of our hearts and minds, and I know he will. I want to read a scripture here, Psalm 121, verses 1 through 8, the request of the families. The psalmist said, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. For the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen. This time we'll have a special music that will actually be played. It's called Lord, I'm Coming Home. A lot of you probably know it. This is by Donnie Sumner, who Duane enjoyed, and also I believe he sang with the Gaithers. So you can go ahead, Joni.
Holy,
it'll come. Lord, I'm coming home. I now repent with bitter tears. And Lord, I'm coming. Coming home.
Coming home. Coming home.
Thank you. It is a beautiful song, isn't it? I want to read the 23rd Psalm now. This is actually in your funeral folder. If you'd like to join me in saying it, I would invite you to do so. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And then from John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18, very familiar, I would imagine, to many here. Jesus spoke these words, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." We'll sing another hymn. You can remain seated. This is number 705, "It Is Well With My Soul." When peace like a river Let's bow our heads once more, please. Father, we thank you for your word that gives us encouragement and strength and comfort during these times. That, Lord, no matter what comes to us or at us in this life, that as we know you, we can truly say, "It is well with my soul," only in Christ alone. And so I ask, Father, as we look through this psalm, that you would speak to all of our hearts here. By your Spirit, I ask, Lord God, that you would speak through me by the Holy Spirit of God. And I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to focus most here briefly on the 23rd Psalm, one that we read earlier. Such a beautiful psalm that many of us know, and that it talks about our good shepherd, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. As we know, two times in the Gospel of John, he tells us, "I am the good shepherd." Ties it right in with the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is our shepherd. Two times in the 10th chapter of John, Jesus says, "The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." That's us. And that happened at the cross. And we're so thankful for that, because where would we be on days like this without the cross? We would be in tough shape, that's for sure. And what a privilege it is to be able to say, "The Lord is my shepherd." That's talking about a relationship, that he walks with us through this life. That's talking about what was stated in the obituary. And I quote from it that Duane was a very private person in terms of his faith. However, he had a strong belief in the Lord, and he had a personal relationship with the Lord. And that is most important of all as we live our lives on this earth, knowing him as the Good Shepherd. I'm thankful, I'm sure as all of us are here, but I'm especially thankful for the one-on-one visits that I had with Duane over the years here. Usually it would just happen sort of out of the blue. He'd call me up and say, "You in the office?" If I was, I'd say, "Yep. Mind if I come over? I'd love for you to do so." And he'd come, and we'd have a great visit, talk about a lot of things, maybe something he was struggling with, talk about some funny things, of course, talk about the Lord, of course, talk about donuts, of course. And my one regret, we all have regrets in life. One of my regrets with Duane is because we always talked about those Centerville donuts that we were going to get, and we never did. But we have them here today in his honor afterwards for all to enjoy. But I could, as we all could say, I could kick myself for not making that happen. And we would pray together at the end of that visit. See, we are his sheep. God's, if we know the Lord, we are his sheep. In Psalm 95, where the psalmist says, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand." And what does that mean? That means a lot. As we live whatever years God gives us on this earth, whether it's 79, whether it's 100, whether it's 50, whether it's less or anywhere in between. If we let him as our good shepherd, there's many things he does for us during our years as we live here. And he goes through that in the 23rd Psalm. What? First, he makes us to lie down in green pastures. Now, I've never had sheep, but I know there's some here that do, and some of you maybe that have. I never got to ask Duane if he ever did growing up, and I was going to try to find some of his brothers. Are you sitting here? Never had them growing up, thank you. I was trying to get that question before I got to this point. But sheep, they, for them to lie down in peace, from what I have read anyway, they have to feel absolutely secure and safe and well cared for by their shepherd to get to that point of lying down in peace. It's not just an easy thing to happen. They have to be totally free from worry for that peace to come. And so knowing Jesus as our shepherd, what, he is also the Prince of Peace, and allows us to rest in him. I can imagine with all the miles that Duane put on his truck, and here's a tanker truck right here. I don't know if you saw that amongst the flowers. that he could have very likely ended up in some very sketchy places at times, I would imagine. And maybe had to even sleep in that truck, but with his good shepherd by his side and with him through it all, bringing him safely through the thousands upon thousands of miles that he would have driven. What else does he do? He leads us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. That means refreshes us as we go through this life. The other thing about sheep, as with all creatures, we have to have water. As people, as animals, they have to have water, don't they? And one thing I have read is that sheep like the still water. And what is the stillest of all waters? It is the morning dew on the grass. And again, from what I've read, that is what they love the most. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Well, a lot we could think about that too. With one of Dwayne's hobbies, as we read, being the fishing, the camping trips. Boy, there's nothing better than being out on the lake, whether it's on a boat or on the shore, and the still water, and just fishing. And is that refreshing? Yes, it is. It is. And so God refreshes us through his word and by his spirit. Third, how else? He leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In the paths of righteousness, that's always God's will. Trying to lead his sheep, his children, into making good choices and right choices. However, sheep, there was a grandma in our church who's in heaven now that lived to 99, and I'd ask her about sheep when she was a girl, and she'd always say, you know what, one thing about those sheep, they were always in the wrong place at the wrong time. And that very much speaks of our lives, doesn't it? Not one of us is perfect. We are all born into sin. We are all lost, as God's word clearly tells us. And we need a Savior who is our good shepherd, Jesus Christ. Sheep very often are in the wrong place at the wrong time. And so that's why John 3:16 is so important, because God, our Father, did something about that. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, right? That whosoever believeth in him should have eternal life. We all are a whosoever, every one of us. But he goes on further. Yeah, he came that the world might not be condemned, but that it might be saved. And the criteria for that is our belief in Christ as Lord and Savior, as Dwayne knew him. Next, it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We don't have to fear death. This, today, while we are here, guaranteed 100%, we are all going to face it one day. Nobody gets out of it. Nobody does. But in Christ, if our faith is in him, we can spend eternity in heaven, which is sure better than the other alternative. On that Saturday evening, March 13th, when Dwayne drew his final breath, the angels of God were there in that room, ushering him into heaven. It's that fast, in a moment, as the last breath is drawn, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, if we know him. And what joy that brings to us. He goes on, he says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So where's that table prepared? It has to be on this earth, because there's no enemies in heaven. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. The blessings there of on that table, the blessings that God brings to us as we live our life on this earth are many and abundant from him. The blessings that come from friends and family and fellowship. That's all part of that. He anoints us with oil, with his healing balm, and forgives us of our sins. And then the cup runs over with his presence and his goodness affecting everyone else around us. And all of us were affected by Dwayne's life. You all were. In so many, many ways, we'll have this time of fellowship in the social hall afterwards that I encourage you to share of those times. I wish I would have remembered one of his jokes, but I don't have one to tell. But Dustin could. I think Dustin's got the sense of humor of his father, as I've learned recently. But we won't go into that here today. Blessing others all around. Dwayne, as we all know, he just made time for whoever. He made time. As I observe him and think about his life, I'm convicted in that because so often I think I am so busy. I can take a little time, but then I got to go on to the next. Dwayne, he would sit there as long as you wanted to sit there, wherever it was. Whether it was at a Taco John's in Sioux Falls that I know a couple years ago that Dwayne and Betty and this other couple just met up and sat there all afternoon, I think, right? Enjoying that. That's the blessings upon that table, just one example of it. Just a month before Dwayne passed, it was almost right to a month, he called me 2 days in a row, which as now I'm so blessed for those two phone calls, but he was concerned about another church member here, a good friend of his who had been in the hospital for almost a week, and he called me both days. How is he doing? Can you tell me how he's doing? Wanted an update. That's the blessing. The blessings of friendship. Part of this. His cup running over, caring about those who he interacted with. And finally, the promise of verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's a promise we can know because of how good we lived on this earth or not good. No, because of our faith in Jesus Christ and his forgiveness and his blood that washes us and cleanses us from all of our sin. And knowing him and running to him and not away from him. For this is his promise. I read this part of these verses with the family before, and I'll close with this, that Jesus said, clearly, I am the way, not a way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. That's pretty clear. I've told the story many times that if someone would come here, stop by the church who's not familiar with this area and ask me, can you tell me how to get to Scotland on an oil or blacktop road? I say, yeah, I can tell you three ways. Go up here to 18, go over to 25, go down, you're there. Or you can go down here 2.5 miles to the Colony Road, go through there, 25, you're there. Or you can go down to the Stone Church and across the river and take that oil road and go that way. The choice is yours. And I say, if there were three ways to heaven, I'd be more than happy to tell about them all. But there's one way, and that is clearly stated. And we have to know that way. Amen. If you'd stand with me, if you're able, for a closing prayer, please. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for Dwayne, for his life, for his humor, for the smile on his face that we see even in the picture on our folder, how you gave him that sense of humor and the joy that he brought to every one of us here. What a blessing. Father, we know that you are the giver of life. And Father, we know that in Jesus Christ, your Son, you are the conqueror of death. You are the Most High God. And we thank you, Jesus, that you are the resurrection and the life, that you said in your word, whoever believes in you, though he may die physically, yet shall he live. And you said again, whoever lives and believes in you would never die. And we know it's just a stepping over into eternity, leaving this body behind, and spirit and soul stepping over to be with you. And so, Father, with faith in your great mercy and your wisdom, we do entrust Dwayne Hofe into your eternal care. And we praise you, Father, for your steadfast love for Dwayne all of the days of his earthly life, thanking you for all that he was and still is to every one of us who have loved him so very much. We thank you for the memories he has left us with. And finally, Heavenly Father, we thank you that for Dwayne, death itself is now past, that he has entered heaven to spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name, and Lord, we pray together now the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. If you'll please receive the benediction. And now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Savior, Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, may he equip you with everything good that you may do God's will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. If you'd be seated, please. This time we will first have the South Dakota Navy Honor Guard present the flag. Following that, we will have the Ramus Bender American Legion Post give the military rites. They will stand just outside on the sidewalk here as they do that part. Thank you to the Navy Honor Guard and the local American Legion Post. And thanks to Dwayne for his service to our nation. Especially during that time, a difficult time it would have been, the Cuban Missile Crisis and the Cold War and all that that entailed. We will sing our closing hymn, How Great Thou Art. And before we sing, again, you are all invited to stay in the social hall if you would like and have some coffee and donuts in Dwayne's memory and honor, to visit with each other and the family as you desire. Let's stand, please. Scared.